It's September 30th. You're listening to the President's Daily Brief. I'm your host and former CIA officer, Brian Dean Wright. Your morning intel starts now. It's Friday, and we've got a big five update. Five critical updates on stories we've covered previously that are shaping America and the world. First, some big developments in our war of attrition. Vladimir Putin is annexing land in Ukraine, and that means that hopes for peace are growing very dim. Second, prescription drug makers in Europe are warning that they will likely have to end production because of electricity prices. Third, insurance rates for electric vehicles are going up, in part because those cars tend to start on fire far more often than gas-fueled cars. Fourth, Joe Biden's student debt forgiveness plan is in big trouble. I'll share why. And finally, some good news for both kids and adults who put down their phones and get outside to exercise. Plus, we've got a listener question about finding common ground with folks who believe in climate change. But first, let's get to our Big Five update. We're kicking off the podcast this morning with news about a big day in the war of attrition, which, of course, is the battle between Russia, Ukraine, and the West. Russian President Vladimir Putin has announced that the areas of Ukraine that he and his troops have seized, those areas in the Far East that already share a border with Russia, well, those are now formally part of the Russian Federation. Putin is set to give a big speech in Moscow about this news, which will peel off about 15% of Ukraine's territory and permanently make it part of Russia. Or should I say, that is what Putin would like for you to believe, because nobody else in the world will probably recognize his claims. Governments from Washington, D.C., capitals around Europe, none of them are recognizing Putin's declaration. And almost certainly no other nations will either. Although some people in these eastern areas of Ukraine will likely embrace Moscow. And that's because this area is actually pretty close to Russia in terms of its culture, its economy, and its language. Now, the significance of Putin's announcement is pretty big because it lowers the chances of peace. And why is that? Well, Moscow will now claim that the land isn't just a foreign territory or some distant ally, but rather an integral part of the Russian homeland. And Russian nationalists aren't going to want to just give away any of Mother Russia and a peace deal, even though they just stole it. Now, Putin may even move some of his nuclear weapons to these areas as a show of force, because if he can't hold this new ground with troops, well, then those nukes might just do it for him. And that brings up another very important development. We continue to get very credible reporting that a notable number of Russian men continue to leave the country, all to avoid military service. I'm seeing border data from Turkey, Finland, Norway, Georgia, Kazakhstan, all showing a pretty dramatic increase in the number of Russian men leaving that country. In fact, Putin himself is acknowledging that he's facing mobilization troubles. At a press conference yesterday, here's how the Russian president described the situation. Quote, in the course of this mobilization, many questions are coming up and all mistakes must be corrected. For example, I'm thinking of fathers who have many children or people suffering from chronic diseases or those who are already past conscription age. Now, interestingly, some of Russia's neighbors aren't exactly interested in welcoming these men or their families who are trying to flee. The country of Poland, for example, is sending these people back, telling them to create opposition to Putin and take him out of power. In Finland, the government there has announced that they're building a border fence to keep Russians out, about 225 miles of fencing, at a cost of a couple hundred million dollars. It should take 2 to 3 years to build, or so they think. That's according to a press release from the Finnish Border Guard. And by the way, Finland and Poland are not alone in building new fences and pushing people out. We are hearing the exact same thing in the Baltic nations of Lithuania and Latvia, too. For those of you old enough to remember, all of this sounds suspiciously similar to the beginnings of a new Iron Curtain. Moving on to a related story, our second update this morning is on the natural gas wars and the cost to our European friends. Prescription drug manufacturers are warning that they will likely stop making some medicines because of surging electricity costs. On Tuesday, their industry trade group sent a letter to European leaders saying that they are in big trouble. Electricity prices are up tenfold for some drug factories. Raw materials, they're up too, between 50% and 160%. One manufacturer in Spain, a company called Medichem SA, they're saying that they'll likely stop making 3 to 5 different drugs, all generics, until the energy situation normalizes. This is an especially big deal in Europe because about 70% of the prescription drugs sold are generic medicines. So if these drug manufacturers stop producing these generics, that could raise serious challenges for folks who take those drugs. For instance, Reuters News Service listed just a few of the likely affected classes of drugs, and they include antibiotic drips, blood thinners, and schizophrenia medicines. So all in all, the citizens of Europe are facing not just a cold winter with probably a frozen economy, but some of them may well be running short of the very medicines that keep them functional and alive. For our final story before we take a quick break, let's keep with the theme of energy and focus for a moment on dirty green energy, specifically those electric vehicles. As it turns out, owning one is going to be pretty expensive, at least to insure it. CNBC is reporting that both in the United States and in China, where electric vehicles make up about 25% of sales, the insurance premiums are running customers about 15 to 20% more than gas-fueled vehicles. And the reason is twofold. First, when electric vehicles get into accidents, they tend to start on fire or even blow up as compared to gas-fueled cars. That means insurance companies are going to have higher loss ratios. They can't just pop out that dent when the whole thing looks like a barbecue pit. Anyway, second, electric vehicles are much more expensive to repair once they are in an accident, even if they don't start on fire. The battery packs themselves run in the tens of thousands of dollars to repair or replace. Plus, the parts tend to be harder to come by. On a final note, I didn't see any data on the likelihood that drivers or passengers of electric vehicles are more or less likely to die or be injured given the increase of fires, but it's something that I'm going to keep looking for because that seems kind of important, maybe something that we should nail down before we all start buying these things. With that, we are going to take a quick break. When we come back, I've got two more updates for you on student debt forgiveness and some good news on getting outside and moving our bodies. We'll be right back.
The PDB is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey there, Mike Baker here. Well, winter is in the rearview mirror, and we know what that means, right? Getting outdoors, you got more activities, more events, more socializing. So I'm asking, how's your social battery level? I mean, are you fully charged and energized, ready to go? Or are you feeling drained, tired, not up to the idea of getting out and about? Here's the thing. Therapy can provide a great boost to help you recharge those batteries. It can help you understand yourself, understand what the right amount of socializing is for you. Look, maybe you're the sort who thrives around people. That's great. Or maybe you need more alone time. Now, coming out of the winter months, it's a good time to take stock and ask yourself how you're doing. And BetterHelp is a simple, easy way to give therapy a try, to help you build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. Look, therapy can help you learn positive coping skills, how to set boundaries, and how to be the best version of yourself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. You just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Baker, that's B-A-K-E-R, today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/Baker.
Mike Baker here. When I say the word preparedness, what do you think of? What? Preppers? Doomsday bunkers? Well, the reality is, being prepared for any number of problems or difficulties should be a concern for everyone. You're out hiking or you're camping and you become ill or get injured. The power maybe goes out, the roads are closed, and you've got a child or elderly person at home who gets sick and needs treatment. Or your college student is away at university and gets sick. Maybe you're on holiday somewhere exotic and fun, and your trip is suddenly threatened due to illness. Now, you see what I'm getting at. Being prepared for a medical emergency is just being smart. Introducing the Jase Case, Jase, J-A-S-E, your personalized emergency medication kit with 5 essential antibiotics addressing common and deadly bacterial infections. Doctor created and recommended, It ensures that you're ready for any emergency. And getting a Jace case is simple. Look, I've done it, and seriously, it could not be any easier. It took no time at all, and the case arrived in days. Just fill out the online form at jacemedical.com. From online evaluation to licensed pharmacy delivery, ongoing consultation and care, Jace handles it all. Visit jacemedical.com and use code Mike, that's M-I-K-E, just like you probably thought, at checkout for an exclusive discount on your order. Again, that's jacemedical.com and use code Mike. Don't wait until it's too late.
Welcome back to the PDB and our Big Five update. I've got two more critical pieces of news for you this morning. First, Joe Biden's student loan forgiveness plan is in trouble. As I've shared with you before, there's been a lot of legal debate about whether the Biden administration can move forward with its $400 billion plan to forgive his student loan debt in this country. And as Joe Biden's team seems to recognize, they're probably on the losing side of those arguments. So to explain this a little bit, prior to yesterday morning, the Department of Education had told borrowers that if they had student loan debt that was privately held, usually through something called a Perkins loan or something called the Federal Family Education Loan or FFEL, well, those borrowers of those loans could refinance them directly with the government. And then, effective immediately, Biden would forgive those new refinanced loans. But the banks that currently hold those private loans, well, they had been warning Biden that they would be losing a lot of money with his scheme because, well, they plan on getting years more of interest payments. And they're right, of course. And they told Biden, well, we're going to sue you because of it. So as of yesterday morning, the Department of Education quietly announced on its website that they would be changing a few rules. If you have any of those Perkins or FFEL loans, sorry, but as of now, no debt forgiveness for you. The administration is saying that the change will affect 770,000 borrowers who can no longer benefit, all because Biden's team thinks that they're going to lose these lawsuits. Meanwhile, six states piled on the bad news yesterday by announcing that they are going to sue the Biden administration to stop their debt relief program. They're offering up an assortment of legal justifications to do that. Some of them may or may not be successful, mostly centered around tax revenue issues. Now, whether they succeed, I will let you know, of course, because this issue is one that affects all of us, especially when you look at that price tag of $400 billion. Finally, this morning, let's talk about some good news, at least news that encourages us to get outside and get active. And let's start with the kids. What studies have long shown is that for America's teens and adolescents, physical activity plus less screen time in front of a TV or a phone, it's a really good thing. Very clear health benefits, clear emotional benefits, and clear social benefits. But what hasn't been clear is whether this same idea of physical activity and less screen time is good for toddlers. Well, this morning we have a very good study out on that group of our youngest citizens. And just like the rest of us, there are very clear benefits for physical activity and putting those screens away. So the study this week published in the Journal of Pediatrics showed that two-year-old children who spent less than 60 minutes looking at a screen per day, plus they engaged in physical activity, well, they all had better executive function than kids who didn't. Which, of course, begs the question, what exactly is executive function? Well, it includes things like the ability to control thoughts, our emotions, and our behavior. It also includes our memory, how long we can hold information, along with our cognitive flexibility and dealing with competing demands. So for toddlers who had less screen time and were more physically active, they had improved executive function. But it's not just the kids that probably need to put down those phones and get moving. It's us adults too. And if we follow the advice that I'm about to share, we are all going to live a lot longer. A study out this week published in the British Journal of Sports Medicine found that people who exercised with weights lived substantially longer than those that exercised without weights or didn't exercise at all. So this study looked at 99,713 people and asked whether they exercised, how much, and what type of exercise they did. So for folks who just did aerobic exercise, like jogging or hiking and such, they had around a 34% reduction in the risk of death. For folks who just lifted weights, no aerobic stuff, they had around a 22% reduction in the risk of death. But for study participants who did both aerobic and lifted weights, well, they enjoyed upwards of a 47% reduction in the risk of death. That's pretty substantial. So folks, not that you needed a study to convince you of this, but there is some encouragement to put down those phones, shut off the TVs, and grab the kids and get moving. Well, actually, maybe the kids can be your weights. Combine a few goals at once. And that, folks, is your Big Five update for this Friday morning. Ah, but we've got one more thing before I let you go. A listener question, as always. We'll be right back.
Hey there, Mike Baker here. Let me ask you a question. Did you know that Fast Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the U.S.? You probably didn't know I was going to ask you that question, but it's true. With over 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. Look, you probably know this experience. Have you had your fair share of landscaping woes and wasted weekends at crowded nurseries? And nobody needs woes and wasted weekends. Finding fast-growing trees will be like stumbling upon a hidden treasure. It is a complete time saver. From fruit trees to houseplants, they've got it all, and it's delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. And here's the best part. This spring, they've got up to half off on select plants. And listeners to the President's Daily Brief can get an extra 15% off by using promo code PDB at checkout. Go to fastgrowingtrees.com and use promo code PDB at checkout. Hi, Mike Baker here. Look, nowadays, it seems like your money doesn't go quite as far as it used to, right? I mean, take 20 bucks. 20 bucks barely gets you what? Maybe a burger and fries or maybe, a quarter tank of gas? But there still are some real values out there, and let me tell you about one of them. For just 20 bucks a month, that same $20 we just talked about, you can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data from the cell phone company that I count on for value, Pure Talk. And this is top-tier coverage on America's most dependable 5G network. I want to make sure you heard that. Pure Talk gives you the same quality of service as AT&T, Verizon, or T-Mobile, but for half the cost. It's true. I am not blowing smoke up your phone line. The average family saves almost $1,000 a year, all with no contracts and no activation fees. You can bring your phone, or you get great deals on the latest iPhones and Androids. To make the switch, go to puretalk.com/Baker, B-A-K-E-R, just like you imagined it would be. When you do, you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. Choose a wireless company that shares your values. Pure Talk supports our military and veterans and creates American jobs, all while giving you outstanding coverage and terrific value. Go to puretalk.com/Baker and make the switch today. So maybe you could actually afford that burger and fries and possibly even a full tank of gas. That's puretalk.com/Baker.
Welcome back to the PDB, ladies and gentlemen. One more thing before I let you go. Andrew in New Orleans, Louisiana wrote in. He was wondering about finding a middle ground option when it comes to electric vehicles and climate change. So here's what he said. I recently rented a hybrid vehicle, gas and electric, for a fairly long business trip in West Texas. It was quiet, it was fast, and it got 61 miles per gallon. So my question is, why aren't the climate change folks pursuing hybrids? It's the logical and ideal vehicle. It burns fossil fuels, yes, but much less of it. And it doesn't require a new national grid or a network of charging stations. Oh, Andrew. Look at you using logic and common sense. I'll tell you, jokes aside, I think you're proposing something that is very sensible. Hybrids give us time to ramp up production of American lithium and cobalt, which are so critical for the batteries that we need, but we don't mine enough of that stuff in this country. Hybrids would also allow us to build up the capacity to refine those minerals. The refining capacity, of course, is mostly in China right now. Plus, hybrids would let us still have our oil and gas industry to create good jobs and, most importantly, have reliable energy for the grid. And oh, by the way, we would also have less smog, too. But the issue, Andrew, is that the fans of dirty green energy aren't interested in your logic and facts and data. They don't want common sense or reasonable solutions. Sadly, they don't want to meet you halfway. And that's because, as I've shared previously with you and others, progressive writers and activists make very clear that this dirty green revolution isn't really about the environment or climate change. It's about revolution, specifically a political revolution. These folks have themselves said that this moment is a chance for them to end capitalism and embrace socialism. I shared that earlier based on writings in magazines like The Atlantic. And that's a real shame. We could have found common ground, middle ground, but that's not what these folks want. They want a revolution. So you all can decide if you want to go along with that or instead find ways to fight back. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, we conclude your morning brief. As always, we close out the show reminding each other of why we are here, talking about our country and our world. It's the creed of every good spy and every smart American. It's from John chapter 8, verse 32. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Good day.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.